Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky in studio together. Buck, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm trying to organize all these papers that our podcast producer, Nabil, has kind of put out here. And so I feel like I'm in the trees, like all, yeah. all the stuff. There's a lot of stuff that we're doing, but it's a good day because you know why it's a good day. It's a good day because I've completed a mock draft and I don't have to do one for another couple weeks.
Yeah, I know. I mean, look, Nabil. I would love to have seen Nabil give a speech in college. By the way, I'd have paid good money to that. Hey, you're allowed to bring a note card, like singular note card. Nope, Nabil's got
He's reading them off. Yeah. In a stack of index cards.
Third point, let me get to that page. Hold on, where is that page at?
Okay. He missed a memo that a note card, you're not supposed to read it verbatim. You're just supposed to kind of like go over it, like at all of this.
Look, the Hurricanes are in the Final Four, man. He doesn't have time to be putting this on a note card. No. Come on, man.
Holy smokes.
We've got your mock draft today. That's what we're doing. It's going to be a brief episode, but we're gonna crank through this here, Buck. Mock draft 3.0. A couple surprises in here. Encourage everybody to go check it out at NFL.com. You can find the latest. You can find all those mock drafts on there. But this one's a fun one. Why don't you start us off here? Let's go picks 1 through 5. See if you can sort through these papers if you don't remember. And tell me what you got.
Okay, let's put a disclaimer out there. So mock drafts are exercises to make us have conversation. Yep. So we have great conversations in this. So let's start at 1, the Carolina Panthers taking C.J. Stroud from Ohio State. 2, the Houston Texans going with Bryce Young, quarterback from Alabama. 3, the Arizona Cardinals taking the edge rusher from Alabama, Will Anderson Jr. 4, the Indianapolis Colts in a surprise, take Tyree Wilson, yep, edge rusher from Texas Tech. And 5, the Seattle Seahawks take Jalen Carter from Georgia, big defensive tackle.
All right, a couple things. Number 3, we're not doing trades, right? So no trades.
No trades.
No trades in this
straight
bad
up.
So before we get to that, with what Indy does at 4, at 3, do you believe when it's all said and done, and we neither one of us do trades at this point in time, that does Arizona make that pick?
they're open for business. Somebody jumps up there and they make a pick. It's not going to be the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I'll be shocked if the Arizona Cardinals take a player at the third position.
Can I give you the team that I've been told to keep an eye on that's exploring this and looking into this? Again, this is just people around the league who said do not sleep on numero 11, the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh.
The two teams to keep an eye on were the trade-ups were the Raiders and the Titans. Don't sleep on. And then we talked about the Raiders a bunch. We've talked about maybe Seattle at 5. I haven't heard a lot of buzz about Tennessee at 11. That would be an interesting one.
Tennessee to 3. And so a couple things we could talk about with Tennessee Titans going up. New general manager,
yep.
Rand Carthon, working with Mike Vrabel. If this was the move, it tells you everything that you need to know about how they felt about their third-round pick, Malik Willis. If you didn't know, based on how they brought Josh Dobbs in, put him into the end of the season, and started him in a game that was to determine whether they're going to the playoffs, it tells you right there they are in the quarterback market, even though they have Brian Tannehill in tow. And so, yes, that would be – not necessarily a big surprise, but it would signal something. And depending upon which quarterback they ultimately selected, speak volumes about how they want this franchise to shift or pivot based on what they're doing with Derrick Henry, maybe nearing the end of his run with the team.
Colts not taking a quarterback here. Is that because of the quarterbacks or is that because of the Colts?
I think it's a little bit about the quarterback that could be available. Let's just say you're sitting at 4 and you're uncertain about how long it's going to take for one of the quarterbacks that are available in this pick, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis. How long will it take them to get going? You have Garner Minshew. We have seen situations where teams have taken a guy who was a backup one situation. He comes and maybe he's the short-term starter in another situation while you're waiting for that quarterback. To me, I think if you're the Indianapolis Colts, you have to be careful that the talent matches up with the pick. And if you don't believe that one of those guys, Anthony Richardson or Will Levis, are a top five talent based on how they're going to play in the next 2 to 3 years, you might be better to bypass it, take a pass rusher who can give you immediate productivity, and then come back later and get the quarterback either later in this draft or get him in next year.
And you mentioned the conversation starters with these mock drafts as well as the domino effect. And you're going to see it as we go through this with the quarterback sliding. It changes things up a little bit, puts some different names in some different places. Jalen Carter, I love that fit with Seattle at 5. All right, 6 through 10, Buck.
So we're at 6. The Detroit Lions, Devin Witherspoon. We've talked about this guy being one of the best cover corners that we've seen. The Las Vegas Raiders take another corner right after Witherspoon's goes. He gets Christian Gonzalez, cornerback from Oregon. 8, the Atlanta Falcons, Lucas Van Ness, edge rusher from Iowa. 9, the Chicago Bears, Peter Skoronski. And 10, the Philadelphia Eagles, Nolan Smith, edge rusher from Georgia.
All right, so I was just talking to a coach about this before we came on, before we started this podcast, and we were talking about defensive linemen. And it feels like, in conversations with him, as well as executives, GMs, coaches all around the league, there seems to be a consensus in this area of this draft. There seems to be 4 edge rushers that have separated, that have pulled away from the pack, and the 4 you have right here, in whatever order. I still think Tyree Wilson, there's a chance he ends up, you know, being the first one off the board. It's Tyree Wilson, Will Anderson. Then it's that next group. Van Ness seems to be number 3 pretty consistently, and Nolan Smith seems to be number 4. But those are the 4 names, and I think, Buck, you got them all going in the top 10. I think they all go in the top 10.
In a draft like this one where we talked about maybe the lack of depth when it comes to the marquee, the blue-chip players at the top, the pass rushers appear to be a safe bet. Also, the cornerbacks also appear to be another group where you can get marquee talent.
And the Detroit Lions are going to be an interesting one. I know they signed a couple corners here in free agency, including inside, outside. So I've been putting corner there as well as you have with Witherspoon. We've both been saying that I think he's a better corner than what they have on their roster. I love him as a player. But interesting to see if they stick a corner, if maybe they go in another direction.
See, they're the pick to watch because we talk about Jalen Carter. Where Jalen Carter, people are anticipating maybe he's in a free fall. I don't believe he gets past Detroit.
That's a good way to look at it.
Because if you put him inside with Aiden Hutchinson on one side, you have James Houston who played well. You still have others.
You have Aleem McNeil still in there.
Yeah, so you have others. That would be a nice fit. So to me, Jalen Carter's floor is number 6 because Detroit Lions could certainly take him up.
All right, give me 11 through 15.
Here we go. Tennessee Titans, Paris Johnson Jr., offensive tackle from Ohio State. The Houston Texans with their 2nd first-round pick, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, wide receiver from Ohio State. New York Jets, Florida Offensive lineman Osiris Torrance, New England Patriots at 14, Broderick Jones, tackle from Georgia, 15, Green Bay Packers, Miles Murphy, edge rusher from Clemson.
All right, I'm going to go in a different direction off this mock here because you've got the Jets making the pick. Again, we talk about no trades. Mm-hmm. There's been reports that the Aaron Rodgers thing is, you know, they're talking, they're having dialogue. Joe Douglas came out and said at the annual meeting that we just haven't got quite where we need to get yet. Brian Gutekunst came out and said, hey, first round pick's not necessarily, you know, the deal here, what we need. So let's take a pause from the mock right here and revisit where we are in the Aaron Rodgers thing, because I feel like when we went through this exercise last week and we talked about what this could look like, the basic format of it was fixed pick this year, incentive-based pick next year. That gets the deal done. It feels like we've kind of arrived there. Now it's just a matter of what that looks like.
It is a matter of what it looks like. And I think some of the reports that were out there were two second-round picks in back-to-back years. You've talked about that second-round pick being a conditional, where if he continues to play, maybe it moves up to a number one. You also were one of the ones that advocated maybe they need to think about giving their first-round pick this year. Mm-hmm. Keep the two twos because they could parlay the two twos back into a number one if that's what they're looking for. There are plenty of options. Joe D just has to figure out how does he want to go about it, and he has to get Brian Gutekunst on board.
Yeah, those second-round picks are valuable, man. So if it is, you know, one of those twos this year, they got the extra two in the Elijah Moore deal. So is it one of the twos this year? Is it a two that turns into one? Is it a three that turns into a two?
They got a bunch of
– That's what they got to figure out.
A bunch of different cards. They're the dealer. Blackjack dealer in Vegas, just kind of trying to figure out how he wants to distribute.
No doubt. Miles Murphy, you have him going 15 here to the Green Bay Packers, and that's an interesting one because we talked about the big four. After that, now I think there's some debate on who teams feel like is that next guy. It'll be interesting to see how this next group of pass rushers comes out.
It will, because the next group of pass rushers, you talk about Miles Murphy. You can talk about Will McDonald coming
We've got K-State as well.
K-State. I mean, we have a handful of guys that could fall in the mix, and the run after those first four guys go, when is the run going to happen? Which team is going to be bold enough in their 20s to start selecting? Because then the guys after that, you have to go, because you know how this is. Once they go, you don't want to get caught without one, particularly if you need one that can come and make plays.
Don't sleep on Ojulari either from LSU. There's some buzz for him.
So
we've got guys here to choose from. Okay, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. That's 1 through 15. We'll get you 16 through 31 right after this.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up. Picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
All right, Buck, let's jump back in here. Pick number 16, the Washington Commanders.
Washington Commanders going with Joey Porter Jr. I just believe the comparison to Josh Norman could play in Robert mind. Try and get a top corner to go on the island. Pittsburgh Steelers, 17, Deontay Banks, corner from Maryland. Detroit Lions, Kalijah Kancey, Pittsburgh defensive tackle. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Darnell Wright, right tackle from Tennessee. The Seattle Seahawks at 20, Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida.
Okay, now we're going to get to Richardson here in a second, but would you be shocked? It's always interesting when you look at these exercises, right? You've got Porter and Banks right next to each other. I think at the beginning of the process, what the expectation was, you're going to see Porter up there around the top 10. Deontay Banks kind of thought of as a second-round guy. As we go through the process, I know I wouldn't. Would you be surprised at all if Banks ended up leapfrogging Porter in this draft?
No. Similar attributes, size, athleticism. But then when you look at the tape, I would say Banks is the more polished player.
He's a little more physical, too, I think.
Great tackler on the perimeter. As it gets closer, it's funny because you begin to hear these names in the fall, but then Deontay Banks was an unknown commodity. But as you begin to see him at the combine, as you go back and dig into the tape, you see some things you're like, And so these guys are paired together because as we talk about cluster busters, physical dimensions, playing styles, body types, very, very similar. And I would not be surprised to see the Maryland King go over Penn State.
So in other words, you're saying that Deontay Banks has the instincts of Ernie Banks and the athleticism of Carlton Banks. That's kind of where you're going with it. Carlton's a good dancer now, underrated.
Carlton is an underrated dancer. He did.
I guess he's a heck of a golfer. He's on every time I turn on like a celebrity golf tournament.
I see him all the
Alfonso
time.
Alfonso is playing some golf now.
I bump into him all the time.
Do you really?
I see him all the time at LAX.
Really?
All the time. All the time.
He's still getting the work in, man.
He is. Busy man. Busy man.
But this is a side session here. Did he come to the defense of Will Smith when all that went down? Or?
I didn't think that.
Not that he should. I'm just wondering. You know, that was, didn't have a lot of guys on his team during that period of time.
I think everyone just kind of played it out. Hope that it went away.
All right, let's go 20. Richardson there. You just talked about it with Seattle. Yeah. So you're going to make me do this again, Buck. You're going to make me pull out the list.
Anthony Richardson going to Seattle. The second pick, I told you, it's a luxury pick. You have two first-round picks. Get what you want, what you need early. Go and maybe take a little chance late. So you have Anthony Richardson, one-year player at Florida. You have the athleticism. You have the attributes. You have Pete Carroll, who loves the running game. You think about what
Just let me know when you want the list.
Can do it. And
just
so
let me know.
You're right that you have Geno Smith coming off a Pro Bowl year, led the league in completion percentage. He can be the bridge for a while. You got Pete Carroll, the developmental plan.
Just let me know.
All of this other stuff. And so, to me, it makes perfect sense. If you're going to take a chance on Anthony Richardson, you have everything in place for him to be the guy.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go. These are quarterbacks that were taken with the second first-round pick of teams. And let's start, first of all, with Lamar Jackson in 2018.
That worked out. Bang!
Great success. Now, let's rip to these others and tell me how much you love this list. Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Brandon Weeden, Tim Tebow, Brady Quinn, Jason Campbell, J.P. Lossman, Kyle Bowler.
Now, some of those. Now, we could talk about a little bit. Now, Jason
Campbell. You want to swim in that pool?
Jason Campbell, maybe a little bit.
Come on.
Just a little bit. Jason Campbell played for
with Cadillac
bit.
With Cadillac and Ronnie and Ronnie Brown back at Auburn.
So, we have one big hit. So, if we talk about hits and misses, we have one big hit in Lamar Jackson, MVP, found later. Had a handful of misses.
Handful?
Handful of misses. We got some foul balls. Got some foul balls. A couple that are in play.
So there's been nine.
Mm-hmm.
So baseball season starting up. I'm not a big average guy. I know Hansus and his big brain that's behind
so
the glass.
So three out of nine. One out of nine. No.
One for nine. You just got sent down.
No.
You're going to get sent down to ATN is what Lamar, happens there. You just Lamar get sent
Jackson,
right down.
Lamar Jackson is an extra base hit. Extra base hit. Now we have some singles. Teddy Bridgewater would be a single. He has notable starts in the league. So that gives me two out of nine. Three out of nine, I'm betting, 300? I am almost an all-star. So now, I just got to convince you that Jason Campbell would be a hit.
Greg,
it would be a fielder's choice.
Jason Campbell's NFL career with where he was selected in the first round. Give me a thumbs 20. Up or a thumbs down.
He was picked like 25 or 27.
You going thumbs up?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Here we go.
Stop.
There we go.
Stop.
The heroes.
Jason
the heroes.
Criminally underrated.
The heroes came to save the day.
Oh, that's gross.
There we go. 333.
All right. We got to get through the rest
that's
of this.
An all-star season right there.
That's terrible.
All-star season.
All right. Get through. This is page 19 of your packet from Nabil. What do you have?
19, man. 20? I haven't done this much reading in a long time. So here we go. 21, the LA Chargers taking Bijan Robinson, running back from Texas. Baltimore Ravens, Cam Smith, cornerback from South Carolina. 23, it's an unknown team. I guess the Minnesota Vikings. They take Zay Flowers.
Nabil, can we at least get the name of the team on
the sheet? But Zay Flowers going to the Minnesota Vikings at 23. Jacksonville Jaguars at 24. Brian Branch, safety from Alabama. 25, the New York Giants, John Michael Smith's center from Minnesota.
All right, that's a good group. Brian Branch to me is going to be interesting because good player on tape, didn't run particularly fast, didn't test great. So a lot of folks, he's going to go in the second round. And I think this is why I like that there's some time to the draft process because I think you have time to punish somebody and then also then bring them back to life and then they resurface in the first round when it's all said and done.
Okay, so Brian Branch has been asked to go sit in timeout.
Yeah.
So he's been on the stoop. He's been on the bottom of the step for a minute. Now we can say, okay, have you learned your lesson? Yes. Okay, you can go play again.
Come on back in.
And for the Jacksonville Jaguars, they had Jarius Williams, who was playing in the slot. They moved him back outside. So there's a natural hole. They need to find a nickel corner. And the star position that he played at Alabama is a very serviceable role. It's a big, useful role. Useful role that he can play. The experience will help him.
JMS with the Giants there. John Michael Schmitz. I like that. They've invested in the two young tackles. Now you get that anchor in the middle there as a center. Maybe, you know.
I like the centers in this draft.
It's a good group.
It's not valued high, but, man, day two, we're going to see some of these guys. They can move.
All right. Did you go through the rest of them here?
No, here we go. Dallas Cowboys at 26.
All right, go finish
here. Here we go. Dallas Cowboys 26. Brian Breezy from Clemson. Defensive tackle Dan Quinn. Can't stop. Buffalo Bills at 27. Jordan Addison, wide receiver from USC. Big space on my paper, but now we get to the Cincinnati Bengals at 28. Dalton Kincaid, tight end from Utah. 29, New Orleans Saints. Michael Mayer from Notre Dame. 30, Philadelphia Eagles. Mozzie Smith, defensive tackle from Michigan. And the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh. Dude, go give it a run here. Give it a run. Go for it.
Here we go. This is Adi
Adebawore.
Okay. From Northwestern edge rusher. He goes to the Chiefs, get some help on the outside.
Nicely done. I'm going to say the Cincinnati Bengals with Kincaid is the one that I like. And this is a theme that we're going to keep hitting on. When you're in the AFC, just stop drafting defensive players. You're not going to stop Kansas City. Just you get as much firepower as you can. Go out there and try and win a shootout. You're going to got to get to, what do we say, 30, 35.
Yes, you got to get 30 points.
If you can't get to 30, 35, you know, you got no shot. So go out and get even more firepower. Gosh, Dalton Kincaid, you drop him with those wideouts that they have there? Holy
man,
mackerel.
And the fact that Joe Burrow likes to go empty, spread, and shred. Love the way that group would have an opportunity to kind of grow together. But, man, the creativity that Zach Taylor would be able to tap into to get those guys one-on-one matchup should be fun.
We said this was going to be almost a mini pod because we've been running around doing a lot of different stuff today, but we wanted to get your mock draft in, Buck. I feel like we accomplished a lot in a little amount of time today.
Yeah, we had like a little quick cast, a little quick in and out, almost like appetizers.
And we've got the ATN guys waiting on the other side of the glass to jump in here, and it's like, I mean, I don't really worry about Dan so much or Greg, but Sessler looks pissed. I just don't want to tussle with him. You know, the other guys I feel okay about, but I just feel like there's a dark side to Mark that I just don't want to tap into. So I'm going to sit that one out.
Yeah, we can sit that one out. We can let him go. But I'm forever indebted to the heroes because Greg Rosenthal saved me. He made sure that I'm an MLB All-Star with my 300 average and my on-base slugging percentage.
Jason Campbell jersey there.
I
asked the wrong hero. That was my fault. That was my bad. All right, let's wrap this thing up. Appreciate everybody hanging with us. We will be back again. Gosh, we've got Anthony Richardson Thursday. Nabil, we got a pod Thursday.
We have a pod tomorrow.
Yeah, why not? Let's do one tomorrow. Okay, we'll do one tomorrow in lieu of Thursday. But we'll have that. So back to back days. We'll have a pod tomorrow. We'll also have Anthony Richardson's Pro Day. You can watch out for that on NFL Plus. That's going to do it for us. Appreciate you guys hanging with us. We will see you next time right here on Move the Sticks.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.